Okay, you are never going to believe this happened to one of our listeners. And this is real. This is not one of these stories that's like, you know, it happened to our listener and we're just making up a story and like claiming it's a listener. This actually happened. And I sent you the photo that goes with it. So don't put the photo up yet. Let me explain the story. And then you can show our Twitch audience the photo and I'll describe it to our podcast audience. So, all right. Our listener, Charlie, he needed some groceries. He didn't feel like going to the store. So he was like, well, let me try this Instacart app. Have you ever tried Instacart?
No.
It's all over the country. It's basically like there's shoppers and they go shopping. There are certain stores that are Instacart friendly. So the shopper goes, they basically shop for you. And now at my store, the person that does the shopping also does the delivery. I think it might be different elsewhere, but I think where Charlie is, the person that does the shopping does the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that he liked about Instacart is that you pick the groceries you want, and as long as the shopper is not at checkout yet, you can add things. So if you've made a list, you're like, oh, I forgot X, Y, and Z, you can say, oh, listen, can I add these to my list? So if the person hasn't checked out yet, they can... Mm-hmm. They have to get them for you.
I need peanut butter, by the way. Get me peanut butter. I've totally forgot.
So, right, that kind of thing. So Charlie realized he forgot a couple of things. He added them to the list before checkout.
Mm-hmm.
The Instacart shopper was furious. Let me show you the texts that he sent our listener, Charlie. Okay? This is real. This isn't like nobody doctored this up for this story to make it interesting. This actually happened to one of our listeners. He sent this to me. Anthony M is the name of the shopper.
Oh, okay.
I'm not your slave.
Actually, you're my shopper. That's different.
Then he says, ask before you start adding or up my tip. Okay, now, first of all, with Instacart, the more money you spend, the higher the tip, because the tip is a percentage of your total.
Mm.
So if I spend $100 or $150, you get a percentage of that as your tip, like 20% or whatever is added in. So the more I spend, the more money you make anyway. So then the last thing he did, I guess our listener Charlie added like an extra thing, and he wrote back, dude, stop adding shit. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah. So as you can imagine, Charlie was horrified by this. And he said, you know what? Go F yourself. Cancel my order. I don't want any of that stuff. You're not getting a dime from me. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was trying this as a service. Clearly not the best service in the world. I've never, like, why would you speak to me like this? This is your job, you know, kind of thing. So he contacted Instacart. He canceled his order. They ask why he canceled his order. He tells them, shows them the texts. Okay. So this guy, Anthony M., of course, an Anthony, by the way.
Anthony
Not
M.
a shock that his name was Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony M. Because when I first saw that, I'm like, I didn't send that. I don't know what that is.
I know, it's Anthony M. of all things.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny that there's another Anthony Michaels out there who's an ass...
A shopper?
An ass hat.
Go figure.
Go figure. Another Anthony M. who's a total jerk. So Instacart is horrified when they see the messages and they immediately fire the guy. Okay? So you think it would just end there. No, my friend. Charlie posted this whole thing on Facebook and posted what I just showed you on Facebook. And Anthony M. went on there and outed himself as to who he was.
No.
So all of Charlie's friends on Facebook, they go and they flame his page. Okay. So Anthony M. is the now unemployed Anthony M. is so upset about this, he doxes Charlie. Because he knows his address and phone number. He knows all of his information, obviously, because he needs it to bring him his groceries. So he totally doxes Charlie. Charlie now calls the police, and Anthony M. is now sending him death threats.
No.
This is all because he wanted to try Instacart, and he needed a little... he forgot the peanut butter.
See, I've never heard of Instacart until now. Until you just brought it up, but
okay,
when this word gets out, nobody's going to use them.
Oh well, Charlie, what he wrote on his Facebook page, he wrote on the bottom. It said, "By the end of the day, I will own Instacart."
Yeah, no, you won't. The guy's going to come and burn your house down.
Yeah, no, this is scary because think about it. The guy literally knows where he lives. He had to because he was going to bring the groceries over.
Right, and he knows his name. He knows his phone number. He knows everything the guy wants to eat. Yeah, this is not good.
No, it's not good. And he put the information out there publicly. So the police have gotten involved. Instacart has gotten involved. I'm just telling you right now, I'm telling you this story just based on what Charlie has told me. This is going to be national news, don't you think? You're going to hear this story in the news the next couple of days.
Yeah, you have to. And so that's not good for them at all.
Right. No, well, they've issued an apology and they said, we'll give you free groceries, your money back, whatever it is. But it's not okay. Again, it's his first time trying the service. Can you imagine?
Wow. So he's never going to use it again. And nobody that he knows is ever going to use it.
No, well, now you guys won't because I've just told you all about this.